brand new from Maroon 5. That is Makes Me Wonder, and you find it on their new album, It Won't Be Soon Before Long. You are with Jenny and Blake.
It's track number 2 on the brand new CD, and we actually have those for you to win them before you can buy them. Not in stores until Tuesday. You can have it all weekend. Play it for your friends. Brag a little bit. We're going to actually have a couple of brand new Maroon 5 CDs to give away right now if you're our callers 9 and 10 at 880-9292.
We are joined in the studio by Don and John with our movie night traffic light to talk about some new movies opening up this weekend. Good morning, guys. How
good
are you?
Good morning. We're doing fantastic because movies are hitting theaters, of course.
A couple of big ones this weekend. Well, at least Shrek the Third is a huge one, right?
Right. And a smaller one, which actually shares its name with, according to the polls, the number one vacation destination of recently divorced men.
Really?
Yeah, of course, it's called Away From Her.
Well, Away From Her stars Julie Christie and Gordon Pinsent. And they are a married couple that's actually retired and they're living the good life until, that is, she gets Alzheimer's.
Oh.
Yeah. And it gets to the point where they actually have to put her in a home. And it's there that she meets Olympia Dukakis' husband, who also has Alzheimer's, and they become really close.
Oh.
Well, here's a clip of Gordon confronting Julie about her relationship with him.
So you've made a new friend. Julie, what are you doing with that man?
He doesn't confuse me. It doesn't confuse me at all.
Look at me, Fiona. I'm your husband. We've been married for 45 years. We've had a good life together.
Don't.
There's a man with a broken heart, broken in 1,000 pieces.
Oh, so many people, I'm sure, can relate to that because they have family members who
have been through
Alzheimer's.
Yeah, it's really,
dementia.
Really depressing. And in the movie, you know, Julie hardly ever knows who Gordon is, and he can't let go of her emotionally. She's very, very sad and very, very tragic.
That wasn't the Shrek clip, was it? her name is Fiona, too.
I know, kind of funny.
Exactly.
I know, it is funny.
They're ripping them off. Piggyback on some Shrek. That's the way you get your independent film out there. Now, this is one, actually, I think all the you know, the film nerds are really going to like, but and I can see why.
You're not a film nerd?
No, please, Jenny.
I'm
just a nerd in general, right? Well, nothing about films.
He's still wearing a structure shirt. He's a nerd.
And I actually can see why they like it. I mean, it really does brilliantly capture the brutality of aging and Alzheimer's and that sort of thing. But I got to tell you guys, it was killing me. I mean, it's just like watching this hopeless, long, drawn-out despair. There's no real twist to the story. There's no revelations. There's definitely no happy ending to this. It's almost like watching one of those commercials of, you know, starving kids in Africa.
Well, it's just about real life.
Yeah, exactly. And $18 a month or whatever ain't going to do squat for these people. I mean, they're doomed. And the horrible part is it's probably going to happen to all of us eventually. So,
well, that's why you eat your flaxseed and
you can make some choices and
take care of yourself.
This is like the real 28 weeks later that we did last week. You know, this is like 85 years later. That's what they should have named it, I think.
Sensitive and cynical in your old age.
Yeah. Someday we'll replay this for John. But, you know, the critics are saying that these guys really give an Oscar worthy performance in this movie, and maybe so, but the topic is so depressing. It's really, you can't sit through this movie. So, on our movie night traffic, we are going to rate Away From Her a red.
It's
really
hard
to watch.
I'm sympathetic, but it's hard to take.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, I feel for you, but I don't want to know about it.
Well, life's not all fun and games, John. Like,
but
you think
it should be.
At the theater, it can be.
That's true. You can make theater choices to make it be so. Should we move on to the other movie?
Yeah, the other movie, of course, it looks like green isn't just for Tuesdays anymore, Jenny. He's everywhere. Even my Happy Meal. Shrek is back in Shrek the Third.
That's right. And in this one, Shrek is in line to become king, but he has absolutely no interest in doing that at all. So he takes Puss and Donkey. Of course, they head out to go find Arthur, who is also heir to the throne. But there's a little bit of a complicated thing happening here. Prince Charming wants to become king.
Aha.
Yep, and here's a clip of Prince Charming talking to Pinocchio, actually interrogating him, trying to figure out where Shrek is. And since Pinocchio can't lie, he has to choose his words very carefully.
You can't lie. So tell me, puppet, where is Shrek?
Well, I don't know where he's not.
You're telling me you don't know where Shrek is?
It wouldn't be inaccurate to assume that I couldn't exactly not say that it is or isn't almost partially incorrect.
So you do know where he is?
On the contrary, I'm possibly more or less not definitely rejecting the idea that in no way, with any amount of uncertainty, that I undeniably do or do not know where he should and probably be. If that indeed wasn't where he isn't.
I love it. Pinocchio can't lie. That is hysterical.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite scenes. Yes. But unfortunately, Prince Charming gets the help of all of the fairy tale villains.
Yeah.
But Shrek, of course, has the help of his friends, and Princess Fiona has the help of all the fairy tale princesses. And she's also very motivated to get things worked out in the kingdom because she's going to have some babies.
Yeah.
We actually saw this together. We sat next to you guys. I thought it was laugh out loud funny.
Laugh out loud funny. How can you say that?
LOL,
well, look, I'm not spinning records here, so you shouldn't be critiquing movies, all right? Yeah, I don't like sitting next to radio people because they're professionally trained to laugh out loud. So it's on the Blake's over there. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
We'll make sure we won't have you in the studio anymore.
No. So what do you guys think?
Well, I mean, it's called Shrek the Third because, you know, it's the third Shrek. If you like the first two, you're probably going to like this one. Personally, though, I'm a little bit over the novelty of the celebrity voices and the spoofing fairy tales, but it's very well written. The animation, of course, absolutely amazing, almost to the point of being creepy. I don't think it's brilliant, but it is very fun, really funny. You know, the kids will like it, and of course, Blake will like it. My favorite part, though, was the music choices. They had like some obscure music thrown in there, like Live and Let Die from Wings and Hearts Barracuda, stuff that shouldn't be in this movie at all, but was hilarious when they put it in there.
Well, they do a great job of reaching out to an older generation. You know, the younger kids aren't going to get that, but the older people in the audience are going to be like, Wings, I love Wings.
So all that stuff really makes it a fun and funny movie, and it is good for the kids and the adults. It's good for everybody. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, we are going to rate Shrek the Third a green.
Nice.
We knew Blake liked it.
Fantastic.
Well, good, Don. We'll see you next Friday.
Why, thanks, Blake.
What's going on with your TV show? It airs, of course, on the CW, 12:30 on Saturdays.
That's right, 12:30 Saturdays afternoons. And if you go to the theaters tonight and watch Shrek, we can record your reactions and you can be on TV with us, and all sponsored, of course, by Marshall's Jewelers.
Theater, which show?
Go to the 7:20 showing at Elcon. They're showing like every half an hour, but go see the 7:20 showing and stop by afterwards and go on TV with us.
Yeah, we've had so much fun with that. It's a lot of fun. People come out and have a good time getting on TV.
Yeah.
You can see John show off some of his 80s wardrobe, too.
Okay, learn more about Donna John at Movie Night Traffic Light. And coming up next, we are going to have some tickets for you to see the Indigo Girls in concert on Sunday night at the Rialto Theater. It's The Mountain.